is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig, pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex after a bit of a hiatus week there. Thanks for sticking with us and maybe catching up on the episodes you were behind on. We've got the Rare Form crew tonight and this week. Tyler Bradley in the main studio side by side. Rob Gregoire up in Canada. Patrick Stein coming to us from his race room near Chicago. So we've got the four OG guys.
We're all back together.
We're back together again. We're back together. It's so nice.
Where's Bradley? I don't see him.
I don't see him on camera.
He's there. Trust me.
Is he like Al or whatever from the Home? What was that show with Tim Allen?
Home Improvement.
Womp.
Home Thinking Improvement. Of Wilson.
Wilson. Yeah. Yeah.
Close enough. We give you points for that.
Bruce is Wilson.
Yeah. That's right. That actually is.
No, Bradley more so right now, I'd say.
Well, YouTube can see Bradley. It's just our interface where Bradley gets chopped off, and you can just see me, which is by design. Yeah, I've missed you guys. We've not raced a ton here lately, and we need to do that. But there's some stuff to talk about in iRacing tonight, and it really I don't want to be the group of guys or show or person that's kind of just beating the drum over and over and over. However, I'm going to defend this topic again because we've hit on it since New Year's, and that's the Motorsport Games IndyCar whole shitstorm. Number one defense is the month of May is coming. The month of May, this is it. This show is the last show of April, and month of May is here next week. So it's time to get serious about it. Two, you've got the majors. We had Mike Ouellette on a while back talking about what they're going to be doing. We're going to talk a little more about that in this episode. But you've got the majors hosting a substitute event that, as far as I know, is a novel event. It's not something that anybody else is doing, at least certainly not to the scale that it's going to happen. So we're going to get into that in this episode a little bit more because we're going to be running that. And then there were some articles since we were last on the air, articles by about this topic too in short time by a very reliable, probably the top IndyCar journalism outlet, Indy Star, the Indianapolis area newspaper. Nathan Brown, who's a writer for IndyCar coverage for the Indy Star, Indianapolis Star, at IndyStar.com, covered this initially on April 24th in a public article called Insider, What's the Future of IndyCar's Video Game Amid Motorsport Games Financial Turmoil? And again, since we were on the air, Motorsport Games fired its CEO, or his CEO stepped down, rather, and somebody else is in as a CEO. So a lot of stuff happening since myself and John Javicki were on the show listening to a dismal earnings call. But I want to start by talking about some of the articles. The public article on Indy Star, I'll go into a bit, but it's basically covering how they're losing money. And what basically happened was what IndyCar announced was going to be a motorsports game exclusive game, therefore taking everything away from iRacing, well, almost everything, was going to be here in 2023. There's even a graphic showing that it's coming in 2023. Well, the earnings call that we heard on a past episode, that's not coming in 2023. They can't do it. They can't afford to do it. So the Indy Star, Nathan, spoke with the CEO of IndyCar and of Penske Entertainment Corporation, and that's Mark Miles. And kind of got his comments on it. And they talked a bit about it. He expressed some confidence in what could happen. They said back in testing that it would be coming in 2023. Well, I think the most interesting conversation starter that we had was an article that came out just yesterday. This week, Nathan Brown on the subscribers section of the Indy Star released an article titled, Could iRacing Buy Motorsport Games' IndyCar and NASCAR video games and strategic partner deal. Now, I'm not going to go too much into this article because it is a paywall article, and that's not fair to the Indy Star or Nathan Brown. But the long and short of it is...
You're a saint.
Well, you're going to be nice to people, but yeah. And you're going to do the right thing. But I subscribe to read this article. I'm going to stick with it. But the long and short of it is... this article goes into some options with people that know how business works and how this is done. They go into options, and there are some options for motorsport games to get out of this hole that they're in, but probably a very viable, solid option. And there is a quote that alludes to the possibility of something like this happening. And I'm not going to blow the spot, so you're just going to have to subscribe and read the article. But there's an allusion to this perhaps happening from somebody important. But could iRacing, in a wonderful turnaround, purchase a stake or purchase Motorsport Games, absorb it, and take everything back? I don't know. What do you guys think? How would you guys like to see that as the outcome of this entire shitstorm?
Hostile takeover.
Yes. Hostile.
Go in with arms.
Yeah, exactly. They screwed us. They took things we love.
Bend them over.
Exactly.
In their studio.
Make them say uncle.
They look like a bunch of fucking knuckleheads too.
Yeah. Well, think about what would happen if this happens in a year and a half. I mean, sadly, I don't think anything's going to happen anytime too soon. But we would get IndyCar back. We'd get the Indianapolis 500 back, I would assume. And also Le Mans, which we've been beating the drum and crying about for how long now? I mean, that would just be outstanding. That's what we want. That's what we want to see.
I mean, we are biased in that we're all primarily iRacing people, but it would be nice, it would be nice to see iRacing monopolize the situation. I mean, the only thing it wouldn't have, obviously there's still ACC and all that out there, but...
See, I don't want to see them monopolize. Yeah. I just want to see them get the content back that we all want to use.
I mean, there needs to be competition. There needs to be a fair... Yeah.
I'm racing in a goddamn IR01 in a week's time. Yeah. Just because I just want to race the Indy 500. Like,
you can't say that, Rob. That's not what it is. It's something
different. I don't care. They can suck it.
I mean, you guys each actually bring up some things that I was thinking about this week on this topic, and that is exclusivity... and dedication to content and just how do we parse all this out? And I was thinking about it, and there is a place, even if iRacing were to purchase this or whatever, I think we have a tendency in two ways to be snobs or one-sided. The first way is that we're all iRacing guys, so we're one-sided towards iRacing and that type of thing. And I don't necessarily want to be that. But it's just what we are now. It's just what it is. Number two is that there is a... We all know the trope. It's a simulation. It's not a video game. It's a sim. It's not a video game. So is there a place for a more mainstream, accessible IndyCar type title game where you can not have to invest in a $1,000 to $2,000 rig and all that crap? And you could just even use a controller if you want, or some cheap wheel, Patrick.
Yeah,
there definitely is. I mean, I think now I don't want to say monopoly either, but at the same time, I think if iRacing were to take it over in some degree, or just buy Motorsport Games, whatever the hell, I'm just speaking out of my ass here, but that, you know, they just did that Dirt Outlaw game that came out.
Yeah.
On Xbox, and I don't know if it came out on PlayStation as well, but they could do something like that. And then if you look at like the NASCAR video games for consoles, there hasn't been a good one out that has been released in the last 15 years just for consoles. So you look at the NASCAR Heat franchise, they've been patching it every fucking year. So that's been shit. And the latest release they did was awful. So...
What I was going to say. Go, like, if you could have something like that for the consoles specifically, it just seems to be like an easy win for it. Because, like, why would iRacing put out another game to compete with stuff? Because if they were able to make, like, buy up or make a strategic partnership with Motorsport Games, like, there wouldn't be a whole lot of incentive for them to sell it on PC to some degree, because they're going to obviously then have the right to put that content back onto iRacing, and then they're just putting something to compete with their own service.
Just pile it on.
Yeah, and what I don't want to see is kind of like what you see now with streaming shows and movies and TV, is that at one point there was just Netflix, and now there's Paramount Plus, Hulu, Netflix, Prime, you name it, any number of Max, what the fuck? There's so many. And that is iRacing going to go from the place where you could get it all to where exclusivity rights are going to be bought by all these different places, and then you're going to have to go to this place for the IndyCar, this place for GT3, this place for F1, this place for oval content. What I don't want to see.
I was like, where's Bradley going with this? But I understand now. Yeah, I like these shows. These cluster of shows are my shows. But to get what I want, to have all of it,
you have to sign up for this one service. I have to
sign up for a shitload of things.
For this one thing.
Yeah, that's not what I want. Yeah, I mean, you can't always get what you want. That's the way that business model works. But yeah.
So in other words, you find yourself with 20 subscriptions for one show each, in this example, one series, one car.
But I think, unlike that example, I understand what you're getting at. But I think unlike that example in motorsport and sims and whatever, I think you can sensibly, if you like, I've said this before on this topic. If you're IndyCar, why have? I mean, somebody can explain this to me, maybe that's smarter. But why have an exclusivity deal when you could reach more people just being everywhere? Is there a real purpose to the exclusivity deal? Rob, you're smart.
You charge them a premium.
That's what it is. Okay.
That's what it is. It's just the money. They just factor in, maybe we could do this non-exclusive licensing and allow all these different people to do it, but it devalues it. And then we also have this one company who's offering us a premium to have it for themselves, and they just, the money talks, is what I would guess. If it was profitable to do it the other way, or more profitable, that's what they would do.
I don't know why they don't just do it the way NASCAR has it set up, where, the console rights they gave to motorsports games, but iRacing, it didn't affect anything. They kept the relationship with both of them. You could give the rights to them on the console side of things. Then that works out perfect, because what about for, younger kids that are, elementary school or whatever, that want to just play it on a joystick or whatever? It's fine. And you release a new game every year, and that's how you can make some money. But you don't have to... It separates the paywall and everything like that, I guess, is the best way.
Yeah, I mean, in the case of IndyCar, you've gotten that exclusivity deal with a company that's just not putting something out there. I mean, to quote the now former CEO of Motorsport Games on the earnings call, "We do not believe we have sufficient cash on hand to fund our operations for the remainder of 2023. What the fuck? So a game that, as Nathan writes in the Indy Star, it should have had its beta in May. Now it should have had its beta launch, and it should have been on shelves, as he says in this article, by Laguna Seca of this year. And that's the promise that was made by IndyCar publicly, graphically, in interviews, during testing. That's what was promoted, and that's not happening. I mean, there have been talks of a breach of contract, different ways for IndyCar to get out of this deal. How badly do they want to get out of the deal? I'd love to know what they think of it. Do they regret not having iRacing now? Because
I'd love just to go back and just see. I'll have to go back and look at that statement that they released. State IndyCar, whenever everyone was in the big uproar, whenever they took it all away. I mean, we're confident that with this new thing, we'll be able to produce a quality game, blah, blah, blah. It's just how's that fucking going now? When everyone told you wouldn't, just put out that statement and kind of in spite of it all. And you still end up back where we all knew we would be.
Yeah, that was something that was being commented on back in at New Year's when all this was at its peak and in a nasty place. I mean, I don't know. We have the IndyCar. But what are we stuck with? What are we stuck with now as far as the sessions that we're going to be running? So we've hinted at it already. We had Mike Willett on to talk about this a while back. But I think all of us except for maybe Bradley are going to be running the Dallara IR01 as basically the replacement for a broadcast, more popular, I guess you could say, Indy 500.
Put him on the spot. Why won't you do it, Bradley?
Because why not? The IndyCar and anything else is a... It's a bastard.
I knew that's the word bastard. I knew he was going to say. Yeah. I think he was going to say bastardization, yeah. But he said bastard. That's close enough.
Yeah, and I don't own that car, and I will never drive it, so I'm not going to give iRacing the $10.
So never?
For it.
How do you know you don't want it if you've never tried it?
I just don't
tried it.
I have the F1 car, and I don't drive it.
How would you give the $10 to the majors, and I'll buy you the car?
Man, that's fair.
So it all comes down.
Wow, that took a lot.
Dollars and cents. It all comes down to my shekels, Rob.
Yeah, dollars and cents for this asshole. Oh, my God.
Every fucking penny.
If you walk me to the creek, I'll drink out of it, Rob.
If you feed the horse the water.
Well, if you filter his water and then serve it up to him in a goblet.
Yeah, I get a Brita filter first.
Yeah, he wants a Brita filter and a goblet. Yeah. Piece of shit.
Slurp it right up.
yes, I am going to be doing this. I'm going to be doing this.
Don't think about it.
I have not, so I don't know about you guys. I'm not prepared to talk about it in this regard. I've not tried it in traffic yet. Have you guys tried the 01 in traffic?
Yep.
Nope. Not at all.
So just Rob. So what's your take on that in traffic?
It's way easier than the IndyCar.
Aero push not at all, not as bad.
I didn't notice it anyway. Really?
So the aero,
not really, or not as definitely not as bad.
I'll say this to the Bradleys out there in the world. I've done it at least several times solo just to get a sense of it.
Yes, you have.
Oh, you piece of shit. I've tried it solo just to get a sense of it, and it gives me the IndyCar vibes. It doesn't have the aero screen. It's got a different sound, but it does behave in a similar way. Like I'm on familiar ground.
You feel the downforce, the heavy.
Yeah,
downforce.
Yeah. It's in a way it's faster. Like you have to slow down into the corners, going through the short shoots and all a little bit more, even by yourself. In the IndyCar, you're a little more flat out with clean air. So it's going to be probably a little more challenging, but well, I know Rob was talking about, you think it's going to be cleaner than the IndyCar events, because those are notoriously, in almost all splits, I don't even know the top split, but notoriously nasty.
Official series, private league, you know, tons of practice, doesn't matter. People just forget themselves when race time comes, and they just can't. I think too many people are probably just staring at like 20 feet in front of them as opposed to what's ahead or something. Like, I don't know, because it just seems like as soon as the race happens and there's cars everywhere, people just get fixated and then they just push everywhere and they don't pay attention to what's around them and it just crashes immediately, right? We've all had it.
Yeah, we have. It's the pacing, even the pacing in the IndyCar at the Indy 500 events the years past, pacing's a shitstorm.
Exactly, right?
And then
people just, I don't know, for whatever reason, just become
they can't drive
different
that car
when the race comes. So I have a feeling this car might be just a little different because there's no weight jackers and stuff to mess around.
Not
so like it's just a little simplified, I think. It's just like throttle, like just more about your throttle and steering inputs.
Yeah, and that's kind of a really big thing for iRacing, because that was the whole marketing point of this car when it came out for road courses, that it's like an F1 car, but you don't have to be a have all your buttons and knobs in line. Like it's like the prototype almost. Like it's a simple thing to drive. It's super fast. It's ridiculous. But I like this for the ovals. I mean, I speculated back that it would be the full replacement and that we'd have a special event. Obviously I was wrong this year, but we'll wait and see. I mean, is it too much to say that iRacing could pay attention to what the majors does? I mean, surely they're aware of it. The majors is big.
Absolutely. Oh, I'd say you're spot on there.
I mean, look at how it goes, because this is going to be new. I mean, oval racing in this car is fairly new, and it came out in the new year when all this stuff hit. I think it's foolish to think it's not connected somehow, even if it's a wink and a nod, like we said. I'm interested to see how this event goes, and that's one big reason why I'm signing up, is I want to hype up for the Indy 500, the real, and this is going to be how I do it. It just is, and it's going to have to be close enough. I'm just going to have to say a Dallara is a Dallara, and see how the competition unfolds with 33 cars on the track.
So it's 33.
I believe, yeah, those are the split sizes. So
is it fill, or are there splits?
Yeah, there are splits. It's going to be just like the Majors 24.
But we may not all be in the same one.
Well, no. You're going to qualify. It's going to be the pre-qual.
Nothing is as good as back in the day when we did. I forget the one that John Diekman put on, but that was fun.
Well, there were only 10 of us in that race.
Well, yeah, I know.
How many people do you?
I need less competition for myself.
How many people?
Oh my God.
How many people do you guys need in a race to consider it fun or to consider it? Okay, I'm done. I'm just going to leave. Is there a number?
Not five.
Not five?
Yeah.
So what, is it six? Ten. Is that what you're telling
At
me?
At least 10.
10.
At least 10 guys in a private room, and I'm all Bradley needs in this place.
That
sounds like a party at Elton John's house.
Clip that one out.
Sounds like a party at Elton John's house.
No, seriously. So 10 at least, and you're going to stick around and see what happens?
Yeah, at least 10.
Again, in a non-innuendo way?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Rob, what about you,
Anything
Patrick?
Less than that, and I wreck for it.
Well, it depends on the type of racing it is. So you're saying for IndyCar?
Yeah, sure.
Or for like...
Sure.
Just anything.
Sure.
Well, that's saying for anything, it's really not the same. Like, you could, you know, if you're just racing little, you know, the 34 Legends or whatever it is on a little tiny, you know, third of a mile track, you might only need 8 people, but 8 people at Le Mans would be terrible.
Yeah, it is. It's not all.
So the slower the car, probably the better. I think that's
true. Well, just the slower the car, smaller the track. You know what I mean? The smaller the track, the less people doesn't matter because it's always going to feel like there's cars on track.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a wise, good point. So 10 people at Le Mans, snooze fest, 10 people at Nürburgring, you're just driving by yourself.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. I take that.
So for, you know, for Indy, like say if you're gonna do an Indy car, whether it's an IR one or an actual Indy car, like say at least 15.
Yeah, I'd say so. And it's hard to fill that. It's going to be the nice thing about what the majors is doing. And the nice thing years past with about the iRacing Indy 500 is, how hard is it to get into a populated, serious race in these cars on an oval or anywhere, really? I mean, these cars just aren't driven. I feel like you top off when you get... I feel like the F4 car, or whatever, IR04, is beloved. But the super fast open wheel cars, nobody likes them. They like them in real life, but they can't get enough of them in real life. But in iRacing, they don't. They don't care for it. I mean, tell me a top tier car that gets love. Not the IndyCar Dallara IR18, not the IR01 certainly, and not the F1 cars. Because that people just drive them for what? Solo sessions?
I mean, I love the F1.
I think the F1 cars are pretty popular.
You think?
I think so.
I love it. I love the idea of the tire compound.
You like the idea
of nobody ever has time to actually
There you
do
go.
It.
You like the idea of it, but
I do
you...
I love the idea of the tire strategy, but there's no actual way to implement. Like, there's nothing...
Well, there is a way to implement it, but what?
But nobody
you're just too
does
lazy?
It that I'm involved in.
You're too lazy or you're too stupid
well, no,
to
I'm
do
just
it?
Saying in the official races, it doesn't really matter, the tire strategy. I don't think it's involved in
Depends
it.
On how long they are.
They're not.
Yeah, it matters.
You know why I don't know? Because I've never run
an A series. So they're it's a class A series. So
yeah, and they
pretty
have,
sure it's got like lengthy races.
Yeah, they have sprint races, and then they also have full length races as well.
Has anybody here right now done either of those?
When it came out, I did.
Patrick, no.
Yeah, I did lots of sprint races when it came out, the very first week. So the week 13 and the very
you
first
both,
week.
You guys
I did Interlagos week. When it first came out.
You both did it when it first came out.
Yes.
So why don't you do it anymore?
Because it's a lot of practice with the car.
There's only so many hours in the week. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm only going to be able to do a couple races a week, like it's not probably not going to be in that car.
Because it's too much prep.
It's easier to walk into a GT.
It's not that it's too much prep. Not at
then
all.
What is it? Somebody tell me what it is.
Again, it's just what do you enjoy? It's like what the fuck? What kind of food do you like? What music?
So you don't
do you
like the
to?
Flavor of those cars. So what's your favorite flavor, Rob? Meat.
IndyCar. IndyCar is and it's pure meat. It is.
You don't race it though.
Well, duh.
Do you race IndyCar on your when you get a moment? Are you doing IndyCar? Is that what you're doing?
No, it doesn't mean it's not my favorite car, though. But if I had the choice, like if you gave me a list, I could only do one race or only could race one car for the rest of my time, it would be IndyCar.
You have, I mean, you've been on that side for a while. I'm not trying to argue with that point.
You sure?
No.
Push him, Rob. Call him on his bullshit.
I'm pushing. I'm asking questions to get answers. I'm trying to get answers.
He's inside the actor studio with Rob Grigar.
Yeah. He's just channeling his energy, Springer. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. What's your favorite curse word, Rob? That's Don't say it. Don't you touch that microphone. Don't you touch that microphone. I don't want to know if we haven't said it already.
That's true. That's true. No.
Tell us off the air. Yeah. Patrick's writing it out with his finger. Thank God that video clip's still going to make it to the light of day.
Yep. Delete. 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 Abort.
No, don't say that either.
I'm not saying it.
I cracked back. Everything's a trigger word these days.
No, not here.
Everything is a trigger.
This is a good place to be.
You're in a safe space there, Patrick.
Breathe, Patrick. Breathe.
Patrick, you need a weighted blanket.
A weighted blanket?
To feel safe.
Oh, my God. My face is red. Holy shit.
Does anybody... then turn on. Why did you say a weighted blanket? That seemed like an inside...
Because it makes you feel safe and comfortable.
Is that how you sleep?
Yeah, just gets you to calm down. Get you to... They put on like dogs with separation anxiety.
Or there's a thunderstorm, maybe.
Yes, it's supposed to simulate your mother's...
Wait, what?
Laying on top. Apparently, your mother laying on top of you.
Oh, hell no.
And there it is. You know, fun fact, I drape a blanket around my shoulders during the Daytona 24 because it's typically cold here. You know, like a wizard.
Nobody cares.
What do you mean? We're usually in Florida. Last 2 years, we've been in Florida.
No, I'm talking about for the virtual.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I set up a command post, and it gets cold when the suns goes down. I get cold seats.
What are you, fucking folks? You're folksy like a hobbit?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's bring it back on the rails.
Yeah. Well, I think what we're going to do is take our break and come back and close her out, talk a little bit more. But, I think it's time to raise our fists and glasses, whatever you got, and do a nice additional fuck motorsport games. How about that?
Motorsport games.
Yeah. There we go. That's the theme of the first half. And let's take a break here for a spell, and we'll be right back on Into the Apex.
Don't go anywhere. More Into the Apex is coming up.
Tired of getting caught up in the mayhem of turn one? So are we. Although we can't protect you from disasters in iRacing, we can protect you and your family from mayhem on the road or at home. The Allstate Javicki Agency proudly protects families in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Give John a call today at 412-561-6239. Mention Mad Sim Racing or Into the Apex when calling to receive a gift card with a qualified quote, no purchase necessary. Into the Apex is going back on the road in 2023, and it's all brought to you by our friends at Pro Kart Concepts. Pro Kart Concepts provides top-tier carts, parts, and consumables to the tri-state area and support based out of the Pittsburgh International Raceway. If there's anyone that can get you set in the world of karting, it's Eric and Dan with PKC. Visit ProKartConcepts.com for more information. This episode is brought to you by the racing fans at Great Hire HR. Whether you're hiring one employee or 100, Great Hire will let you keep doing what is important, running your business. For more information, visit greathirehr.com. You've just achieved your greatest accomplishment as a sim racer. Now what? Don't let it become just another stat you never see. Alien Awards is a service run by and for sim racers, creating clearly printed plaques on solid surfaces, something you can display proudly to mark a major victory and show off your team and sponsors. Whether you're an individual driver looking to create a memory or a league owner looking to take your season to the next level, Alien Awards can help. These are quality awards, I know because I've won one. There are no setup or design fees, and shipping in the U.S. is free. Take your sim racing career to new heights. Visit alienawards.net. That's alienawards.net. This episode of Into the Apex is brought to you by our partners at TrackRacer. Since 2008, TrackRacer has been designing and pioneering best value high-end gaming platforms and accessories. TrackRacer products are made from the highest quality materials that offer unsurpassed durability. TrackRacer is supported by recognizable names such as Haley Deegan, Ross Chastain, Alex Pillow, and Alpine F1 Team. Check them out through the link on our website, intotheapex.com, and support the show.
This is Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network.
Thank you. back on Into the Apex here in the studio. And I want to start the second half talking about something that our good friend Jason Bivens, he actually texted me this past weekend and pointed something out that I don't think I quite realized, but we all have seen it before. And that is talking about the BMW Sim Cup that's still around out there. The BMW Sim Cup, those Sunday morning kind of special events, they're on a schedule, and it's that BMW partnership. I remember being really excited about this thing when it first started and was a thing. And we all remember being in the BMW M8 GTE. That was all of our guys' OG car.
It's in a poster above Rob's shoulder.
That is correct. I mean,
that shittily painted car that I only had the ability to paint in trading paints.
Shut up about that car. I love that car.
Oh, that's the OG car. Yeah. I mean, it's just there's so many emotions tied. It's like your first time. You never forget.
Yeah, that's how it started. And no shit. That is on a poster done by SimSnap, Sim Racing Photography, to look really slick and cool. The car is beat to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Beat to hell after 24 hours of the month. Is. Yeah.
But we were so
excited. But I look at that car and I see a story.
Yeah. Yes. We were so youthful and vibrant. It's like I've seen this meme on Reddit where it's like there's a picture of a street in a neighborhood and it's very saturated, the colors very sharp, and it says these are your childhood years, what the world looked like. And then there's a version that's like all washed out and it's not very colorful and vibrant. And it's like, this is people as you as an adult. And when I see that car, I'm like, those are my early years where every race was fucking amazing. And we were vibrant and youthful. And now we're just like another goddamn race. We're just
a 24-hour race. I need my sleep.
Yeah, it's like you just, the excitement of that race.
I'm all jazzed up for the ones coming up.
Yeah. Are you jazzed up for the Nürburgring?
Nürburgring and Le Mans.
Yeah, I'm jazzed. Well, yeah,
I'm jazzed up. I'm jazzed up.
I'm fucking jazzed.
I'm like, I'm ready.
Nothing is ever the same,
Patrick,
as the first time, Patrick, you do it.
Patrick, are you jazzed?
No, of course not. Like,
I'm fucking pumped.
But we're mature.
Pumped and jazzed are two different things.
But just think about all the drugs you haven't tried.
I'm just going to wait until...
You got lots of first experience to still have. Sure, you'll never have a first Le Mans.
I know. I'm waiting.
Pump it in. Pump it in.
I'm waiting for the twilight years of my life. The twilight years.
Bradley sounds like a nostalgic asshole.
I really am.
It's like it's not... No, I mean, granted that...
I always long for the good old days.
That first race in that BMW M8... every radio communication on Discord was of dire DEFCON 7 importance. It's like copy this, guys. Can you give me some wing? Is wing possible? Can we adjust the wing?
Oh my god, that moment we realized we couldn't. We were like fucking with the setup like 2 minutes before grid. And then all of a sudden we like we start the race, we realize, oh, this setup sucks. Let's just change.
I have no wing and I'm
can't do that.
I'm starting to wing and somebody, probably Bradley's like, We're fucked. Honey, we're fucked.
Yeah, we were.
And I was like, boys, quiet down. I'm driving the car. Calm down, fellas.
I don't think that's how it went.
See if we can adjust that wing where there may be hope yet. There was no hope. We were fucked.
Oh, but we were fellas that had no fucking clue what they were doing. But we had a great time, didn't we, guys?
Well, we had a great time when Rob engaged the pit limiter and couldn't unengage it for an entire lap at Le Mans.
Because I was in like my third road race ever.
Yeah. Then you have...
I had done two MX5 races up until
I just
that.
Remember you had Bradley on all teams going, attention all teams. This car does not have a pit limiter unengaged.
That was you. You were on all teams.
Attention on deck.
I remember not knowing Rob. Rob was like a late entry newcomer, and you didn't talk a lot on the comms.
I wasn't a late entry newcomer. What are you talking about?
I thought you hadn't been with us very long. Like
I had. I've been at least like probably 6 weeks at that point because
I just don't remember knowing you very well when we raced. Like you came
on
because
I was only doing cyber.
Yeah,
I was only doing cyber.
I bet you were.
I remember you coming on the comms every once in a while. And like you would be, your voice sounded distant, and I'm like,
Because I never knew what I sounded like. Yeah. I remember people being like, "Oh, it's like the first time I've ever heard you." I'm like, fuck, I've been here for like,
But it's just like, I don't know. I never would have imagined we would have come this far.
Bradley, calm down. God damn. But yeah, that's a long and short of the BMW M8. But that's how the BMW Cup started with that car. It's just a single car. And then there's the big story that I won't go into fully again, but it kind of starts this off. I mean, we're talking, 2 and a half years ago at least? and we're a bunch of schlumps.
What?
Joining this and like
Schleebs.
Six of us get in the top split with Roman Grosjean, Tony Kanaan, Sebastian Joeb, like all these guys.
Max Verstappen, Max Benneke, yeah, like everybody,
like
everybody, yeah, who was in, like the who's who of sim racing.
Yeah, all of us assholes are in a top split broadcast by RaceSpot with no business being there, only to humiliate ourselves. I mean, it was a BDSM 120 cup event for us. We were getting gagged out there to be quite blunt and shocking.
We were called out specifically. We've told this story,
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it in full.
I wish we had an audio clip to play.
Oh, no, Mad Sim Racing. Yes. But that now we're almost 2 years plus later. And I think we've neglected that series. But Jason and Andy, the are two of our guys, I think, in the West Coast area. They've been taking it on lately. And Jason sent me a text last week, and it stuck with me. I don't know why. I don't know why I can't get it out of my mind. But he said, it's sad. There were only two splits. Like, it's still, to now, it's still easy to get into the top split of this. Like, what's the deal with these BMWs?
It's early as shit in the morning on Saturdays.
It's Sundays, actually, I think. But
oh, yeah, Sundays. Even worse.
Is that it? Is it just that?
It's just BMW.
I don't know.
Not everybody's a BMW fanboy.
Does anybody know what car is in it right now? I'm trying
it's
to quiz
the
you.
GTP and the GT3.
Oh, good. No, good boy.
No, right? It's not GTP.
There is.
Yes. No. Yeah, there's a GTP's in it.
Rob, that's what? I knew somebody would get it wrong.
It's the
I
GTP,
fucking knew it.
And it's the GT3. Wrong.
Really?
Yeah, it's those two now.
Because really? Okay, yeah, so they really scrapped the GTE entirely from it. Because they used to do the blend. I know last season they were doing the blend of GTE and GT3.
Yeah. Oh, no. I knew somebody. I asked that knowing the answer. I was going to try to catch somebody out, and it was Rob. Because it goes to prove that this series is not. I mean, don't be ashamed, Rob.
Okay, I'm not going to be ashamed because I can go get the receipts of how many of these fucking races I have messaged you guys. I'm like, anyone interested in the Sim Cup this weekend? And no one ever
did,
I gave up on it because you guys
gave
up.
Rob's part of the solution, and you, Tyler, are part of the problem.
You be quiet first. I don't recall this. When was this? How often is this? I don't recall this. Am I asleep?
They're thickle.
I don't think
the one I know that I offered to do, because the first one was Daytona, and it was coming off of Daytona. But everyone was just kind of Daytoned out, I'm assuming.
Well, you see, Rob, yeah, Sunday morning's really early.
I remember.
No, it's true, though. Like, and I get it. Yeah, I've asked, like, because I like the BMW Sim Cup. I wish it was a little longer. I think 2 hours and it being a team event. Like, it's got to be something they let people solo or something.
Like, yeah, Michelin, like Pilot. Pilot.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, like, it's 2 hours. Why force two people to drive into a two-hour event, or just make it a four-hour event?
Well, that would be even worse, I feel, though.
No,
I feel like make it something longer.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people, you might not be able to get them. You got to get me out of bed to do a partial stint. Because in most cases, I know when I've watched it, it almost always, if you want to, like I said, I'm always watching the top broadcast split of it. It always comes down to like someone's doing an hour and some, and someone's doing a very short stint at the very end where they're just driving full out on fresh tires or something. So it's like, the strategy for it's really weird. I think for just the average person, you're not going to get them out of the bed that early in the morning to go race a series where they're going to race for an hour max.
So what if it's a 2 hour solo?
Might get more.
Well,
like,
would you?
I don't know. Like, I can't say for me, I'd race it either. I've raced it in the format that I'm not
so
crazy.
When's the
about.
Next one? Because we're gonna do it now. Because Rob Double Dog Dared.
Well, it just happened last Sunday, so I'm assuming it'd be. Yeah. You can check the schedule for it, but yeah.
I mean, I've been itching to get into GTP. I know Bradley's the same way.
We need to get more seat time. Yeah.
I mean, time's a ticket. I mean, is anybody comfortable in that particular BMW?
I am.
Yeah, me and Bradley were talking about whenever we were going down to Mexico. We were maybe talking about maybe trying to squeeze in to like an eve the Friday session.
Yeah.
And I was that week. I was doing. He wanted to do GTP, and I was practicing.
Oh, Sebring.
I felt really good at
Sebring.
It actually. Yeah, Sebring. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt solid in that car.
Yeah, like I'd do it for walk-ins.
Yeah, I think that's the aim. Is we're gonna unveil it for. The 6 hours, because I feel the only thing to get used to in that car is the extra shift that you have to make. There's just an extra gear, an extra shift that's different from the LMP. Otherwise, it's just a fast. It's like the LMP used to be.
It doesn't feel as planted as the LMP.
It really actually does
in a subtle way. You're in right. A very subtle way. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. I mean, you still have to be
feels
careful
a little lighter,
on throttle.
It feels a little lighter in
the hands.
Yeah,
but you have to be careful on throttle, but that's the same as the LMP.
The LMP feels heavy in the hands. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
It feels heavy in the hands.
Force feedback stronger.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I think
it's got the no power steering feel.
Yeah,
in the IndyCar.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's what it is.
I think we'll be fine.
Do we dislike the BMW GT3?
No.
Because I feel like that's
no,
like a...
I love that car.
I feel like that's a no-brainer.
That's my go-to for Nürburgring.
How about this? What would you say to me if I admitted to everybody that I think the BMW M8 or whatever the fuck it is, M4 GT3 is a little boring these days?
No, it's not.
Well, Axel would be right there with you. I know he said in the Discord.
That's one of our races.
Or just a soulless, lifeless car.
Yeah, that's one of our
and
buddies.
Just boring to drive. And I think, do we drive it for? We did it for Bathurst. Right?
We finished second.
Yeah,
but was I?
I know, during Bathurst, I kind of felt it.
See,
it just doesn't sound as good as some of the others. But
it's not the sound. It's not really. Sound. It isn't how it's handled. I don't know. It's just it doesn't.
It's not nimble.
It could be set up too, right? You could just get the setup.
I don't think
you get that air send a little loosened.
It feels more planted.
Up a little
it feels
bit.
More stable to me. Much
well,
like
so does
much
the Ferrari.
Like
the,
well, the thing, it's a safe car. They're safe cars, right? Yeah. And that is where they kind of lose a bit of that. Like, that's where the Porsche is awesome. Yeah.
The Porsche and Lamborghini.
The Porsche feels fast, and it just feels like you can get right on that edge to where it's just like you feel like you're on the limit.
Porsche and Lamborghini. Porsche and
Lamborghini.
It's got character. It's got soul.
Yeah, but the Lamborghini's a mean bitch.
Well, you're a mean bitch. It's got
soul.
Well,
I heard since the last updates, it's a lot different
I ran it at Long Beach.
So I heard it's a lot. I've heard a lot of people who were like wanted to like it before really like it now.
Well,
so.
I finished second with it recently at Long Beach. So
you finished at Long Beach?
I did.
Okay, well, good for you. I mean, I think the BMW.
Had a good race there, too.
I think the BMW GT3, it excited when it was new because we got it so early. I feel like it just got wore out its welcome too quick, and it lost me like before I knew it.
I don't know. You're just
Why would every car should then? You know what I mean? Like at this point, like why would any of them particularly?
So here's a question then to pose that's related to this: how often do you guys, when you're racing in iRacing GT3 series, how often do you switch around the class? Because I often find myself like I'm at the buffet, you know, in Mexico.
Oh, you're trying to fix. You're trying to pick a chocolate out of the box.
I want to get something every different time or different every time. So I'm like, well, I race this. Like, how often do you guys swap between Mercedes, Porsche?
Yeah, it's like you're trying to find a chocolate.
Or is there one that you go to more frequently,
Patrick? It's like trying to find a dress that fits. What is your favorite dress to wear, Patrick? Go.
The one your sister gave me.
Oh,
so Bradley? Okay.
Oh, fuck you.
No, I don't know.
What dress fits you?
But I mean, really, do you guys settle on one more than often, or do you purposefully try to like alternate it?
Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Where I feel I can make it work, right. Lamborghini.
Yeah, Porsche and.
I've been going Mercedes quite a bit lately.
That's unlike
really?
You. That's unlike you.
There's just something about the audio of that car.
That's what I
Porsche think. Porsche and Ferrari for me.
See, Bradley's always been dismissive of those deep growl cars. He's more of a screamer. He's more of a Porsche Lamborghini.
I do like the Porsche.
Well,
the Porsche is my go-to.
Porsche.
Bradley's a screamer.
He's a whistler. Yeah. With the Porsche, you're a whistler.
Yeah.
That turbo whine.
I love a little turbo whine around here.
Yeah, that final gear, high-pitch whistle. That's Bradley right there. He's a tea kettle boiling over.
Jesus. I don't need that description.
I'm painting a picture here, whether you want it or not. Yeah.
But, it is. It's nice. It's nice. And it would be nice if we had a new update. Well, the Audi's not really in North America, but the new McLaren.
It's tough as American.
The McLaren is needed.
Yeah. The Audi's dead here. The Audi support's dead in North America.
So McLaren would be nice. An updated McLaren.
Yeah, yeah, it would be.
My question is, when do we get the updated BMW GT?
You just stole it right out of my. Yeah, that's exactly.
That's got to be in the wings.
That's long overdue.
It's got
at this
to be
point.
Coming.
Yeah, long overdue at this point. Will it be lifeless? I'll probably be just as lifeless. I am digging the Mercedes GT4 and all that right now.
But
if we're talking about chocolates in the box, that's the one I'm picking in the GT4
or if
box.
If you're Bruce
right
Perry,
now.
You just buy the entire.
Yeah, you can have it all. I've actually got all the GT4s. I do.
I do not.
I don't have them. I've never done the McLaren GT3. If we're going to start playing that game. I mean, we could sit here all night and say, I have this car. I don't like this car. Yeah. I have this car. I don't like this car. All
right, guys, pull up your iRacing.
Yeah,
content.
Like you could do that all
We're
night.
We're going to go through each piece individually.
Yeah, I don't want to be that type of show that it's like, oh, this is what I have, guys. This is, I mean, everybody out there is different.
We're like the old man that approaches you in the Hardee's.
Yeah.
The Hardee's or name your local fast food place. The old man that goes there every day and gets the same thing for breakfast and comes up like, oh, well, you know, we're going to just talk to you.
Yeah.
About what we have.
Yeah. Toast it for 6 minutes. Slap the sausage. Beat the egg. That's my daily. You started it. I'm just making it awkward.
You understand the general idea.
I do. Yeah.
What I'm going for. So
don't be. I mean, people. I like what you. I dip around. Yeah. I dip around. Yeah. I round robin it sometimes. I'm like, you know what? I would like the Lamborghini or the Porsche here, but I've not run the Ferrari in a while. So I'm going to run the Ferrari. I'm just going to get a Ferrari set up this week, and I'm going to run the Ferrari. Like I'm going to do, or I say, I'm going to do two cars. I pick two cars for that week's IMSA or VRS or whatever. And I'm like, I'm only doing Ferrari and Porsche this week. That's all I'm practicing with. I'll interchange them. Because you can't do them all, and they all handle differently.
Is that what you guys do?
Yeah, Patrick's looking at me like,
yeah, it's a little track dependent.
What do you? Patrick's shaking his head. What do you do, Patrick? Nothing.
Ovals.
Oh, God.
You just killed
me. Fucking elitist.
You just killed
me. You do ovals. Have you scum of the earth?
Have you?
You.
Have you quit road racing? Have you quit road racing?
I only do the special events, really.
That's it?
Yeah, Pat, well, guess what? If you fuck it at Nürburgring, I'm going to be fucking playing this back to you. I fucking run ovals, you fucking elitists.
No, you guys are the fucking elitists. Ew, you do ovals.
So in other words, if Patrick bends it for us at Nürburgring, we're going to order him and ship to him a t-shirt that says, I just run ovals.
Yeah. Patrick's favorite part.
That's fine. Why wait? Just order it now.
It's gonna have a
Patrick's favorite part of Nürburgring is that super long straight before you get back.
No, it's gonna be, fellas.
Everybody 100%.
All right, this is what we're gonna do.
You can take a nap. This is what we're gonna do. If Patrick bends it at Nürburgring, we're gonna order a shirt that says "I just run ovals," and the oval's gonna be a butthole.
I was just gonna go to his house.
Fucking kill him.
Knock on his window.
Yeah. I'd be surprised because, I mean, oh, no, you're not leaving the country, so you would do that.
You're just in the country.
Just go out of the country, Patrick. He can't get you there.
I can't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. He can't catch me.
I'll get my passport just to show
Rob, we're going to have a great time at the Toronto Grand Prix, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was also thinking about Spa next year, too, by the way.
You're going to Spa or you're going to race to Spa 24?
Well, he's going
to
race.
We're always
going
to race to 24.
We're going to go to Spa next year.
Who's we?
I might go to Scotland next year.
You're not going to Scotland.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
I don't know, but I'm thinking of going overseas next year. Despite Tyler.
I'm with you.
I've flown over a sea before.
When?
From America back to America.
When did you fly over a sea?
Our plane went over the sea briefly to Orlando.
Oh, my God.
Water's water, you bastard.
Flew outside of LAX.
I'm going to cross a border. How about that?
Will they let you back in?
That would be an interesting idea, though, to take it to Europe.
Take what to Europe?
The show.
It.
You know. What are you talking about?
You.
Yeah.
Your body.
As a Captain Vague here, introducing Bradley, the guy who can't tell a complete story.
We could take the uncultured fuck Tyler out of the country. Oh my
hey,
God.
I read books.
We'll have two stamps on our passport.
Fuck off. Two stamps on your passport.
Tyler still won't have a passport by then.
Exactly. He'll be like, guys, I can't go.
Can I just buy a little notebook?
I got the Indy 500 that happens every year. I can't miss
Tyler's it. Tyler's going to show up with a note from his girlfriend at the airport saying he's allowed to travel.
I was thinking more like a little composition notebook. Dear diary, I'm allowed to go to Le Mans.
Yeah, so Tyler has a permission slip.
Hey,
guys, I have a permission slip to be at Le Mans. I think that would get him into Kazakhstan, but otherwise.
Can I go to Belgium? My parents signed off on it.
Well, the thing is, he could get on the plane and go. He just couldn't get off the...
He wouldn't get getting customs. Back.
I mean, that's technically international travel.
Well, yeah, I guess. So. Well, then you check the passport when you go through the gate. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
It's not a hard process, Tyler. Just fucking do it.
Are you guys serious?
We could go to Nürburgring.
Are you going to, though? Or is it just a bunch of guff?
It would be an easy...
Yeah, well, you could have gone to Rob's wedding, and guess what? You fucking...
Oh, we're doing this now, fellas. We're doing this.
Was there racing at Rob's wedding?
No, but there's tons of alcohol.
Tons of what?
So Tyler's
alcohol.
Yeah, Tyler says, I could get that in North Carolina.
So Tyler says it's only important if there's racing at it. To Tyler, there's no other trips other than racing.
Yeah, exactly.
That checks wow. out, guys. That checks out.
You know, a fucking all-inclusive resort in Mexico.
Tyler doesn't believe in travel for travel's sake.
Yes, I do.
Just for leisure.
Like, just to see leisure. Your friends.
It's called day trips.
Yeah. See your friends. It's like, well, what racing's going yeah. on?
Is IndyCar in Cozumel? Okay. I'm heading down.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, boy.
Why don't you travel to fucking, what's the big mountain?
What?
What's the big mountain over there?
What?
There's a big mountain over there, apparently, you're saying.
Mount Everest?
Yes. Why don't you go to Mount Everest and jump off the top?
Okay.
What are you, five?
A boo.
A boo.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, that's sometimes yeah. they don't laugh.
Well, I was gonna try to end this episode on a high note, but
why do we got
to
end it?
We got Bradley time. Here.
Man, it's fucking late, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, that's why. We're going to do a little racing. We're going to want to get this out there. And
Rob's clearing his browser history. I hear him clicking furiously. There's a new thing here I've noticed on our interface where we can see each other, where if Rob clicks off of the cameras to look at us, it pops up this thing that says app not focused, right. Which tells me that Rob is not fucking paying attention.
Yeah. Is it?
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, it says app not focused.
It's a bit of a tattle.
I like
so
that
it
though.
Tells us that you're not looking. So yeah. It's like, I want to be like the kindergarten teacher. Get on task, Rob.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tattletale. Or a little task. Right. We got a high-tech studio interface here. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Focus, Rob. Focus. God damn it. Yeah. Okay. What are we doing this weekend? We're going to be watching some Barber race, NASCAR. They're doing something
Tyler's
probably.
Tyler's not going to be blowing his life savings there.
No, not blowing. I'm not going to Barber this year. Did we ever tell the story about Barber on the air?
I don't know.
Did we ever tell the story about my trip to Barber last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what you did?
I don't want to talk.
So I got to start releasing some selects every week.
Some what?
Some like your favorite clips.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The best of. The
If you've not heard, maybe I'll retell it on the bonus content or something. Somebody message us. I don't know if you have heard that or not. I'm ashamed of what I did in Birmingham, Alabama at Barber after the Barber race in IndyCar last year. I went by myself. So leave it at that. I forget. I honestly don't remember if we've told it on the air. But everybody here knows. So if you don't know, if we've never told it, message us, because I don't remember and I can't go back and listen to all the shows and figure it out after a year. So let us know. Okay, guys, it's good to see all four of us, the OGs. We'll see who we grab in here next week. We're back and better than ever. I don't know.
We're back in business, guys.
We're back in business. All right. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next week on Into the Apex.
You've been listening to Into the Apex
from Mad Sim Racing Media.
Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at IntoTheApex.com.